voter ID, which is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania. Done.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. So, a little surprising, it appears that the Republican leadership here in Pennsylvania is going to draw up a map. There's something going to be turned over to the governor today. Today, as you know, the deadline to get something in as ordered by the Supreme Court. The governor will have until the 15th to make a decision to move it forward. Lots of questions on how this is being done, which is why I've asked Senator Jay Costa to come talk with us, share some of his thoughts. Senator, thanks for taking time for us.
Oh, happy to be with your listeners.
So are we surprised that the Republicans are actually going to put something together?
I am surprised, particularly given that our Supreme Court was pretty clear in terms of what their intentions were to have the legislature put together a map and submit it to the governor for his approval or disapproval. Everyone expected, I think the court intended it to be a legislative process, not just two leaders or two members of the General Assembly creating their own map and then giving it to the governor. So certainly disappointed that that's the route we came. We started the process in the Senate. Unfortunately, we were not able to get our House Republican colleagues to advance the bill we sent to them to at least have a conversation about a particular map. And I think at the end of the day, the Senate Republicans are left with no choice but to join forces with House Republicans to submit a map, but it's certainly disappointing that's where we're at, Rick.
It just kind of reeks of dictatorial rule to me that this should have gone through something of a process to where people had some input. Now, I would argue that the Republicans would argue back that, well, this was such a short window that the Supreme Court gave them that they really had no choice. I'm curious your thoughts.
Well, first of all, it was not a short window. We have ample opportunity to put a map together. We had ample opportunity to sit down and have a conversation about what the maps needed to look like. I think everybody recognizes that the standards that we have to apply are well stated. There needs to be compactness. There needs to be congruency, contiguousness. There needs to be communities of interest. You need to have recognized the Voting Rights Act provisions like majority-minority districts, et cetera. We all know what they are, what they need to be. And we all know how we draw maps. Our folks have been drawing maps for the last 3 weeks, both the House and the Senate, and then DNR. It's just a matter of getting together, having a conversation to do that, and that's what we should have done. That's
right.
What the court wanted us to do, and they're basically thumbing their nose at the court, and that's very disappointing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was kind of shocked when I read the reports that they were actually going to put something forward, because I really thought they were going to stall and they were just going to run out the clock and then wait for either the governor to put something forth or the Supreme Court to do something and then file more lawsuits and more litigation. Does this end the prospect of more litigation?
No, not at all. I believe that if these guys submit their map to the governor, my expectation is the governor will reject it. And then from there, it will become the Supreme Court. We'll draw a map by the 19th. The court said they would in their order last week. And then from there, I fully expect the Senate Republicans and House Republicans to take that map that's drawn by our state Supreme Court, take it to the United States Supreme Court, raising issues of how the court abused its ability to delegate, taking away from us the opportunity to draw maps, as well as some other federal constitutional issues that they will raise. So this is not the end of the litigation. I fully expect that they'll be in court, the day after the court draws their maps, and that's where we'll end up at.
Do we expect the Supreme Court to weigh in on that? They chose not to weigh in early. Do you expect, is it possible they will weigh in down the road?
I do think it's possible, only because I think their stay, the request for the stay last week, earlier this week, that was denied earlier this week, I think many view that the federal claims that the Republicans will be raising were not ripe yet. And it won't be because at that point in time, we still had the opportunity until today to draw legislative maps. And I think that's going to be one of their issues that they're going to raise, that we're taking, the court's taken away the legislature's ability to draw maps. And they'll raise other constitutional issues around that they will then take to the U.S. Supreme Court that are more ripe than they were before, and possibly having the court gather jurisdiction of this case and probably put it on hold or do whatever they have to do, and which will have a significant impact on our election season here, whether or not we do something on May 15th or not. We may have a postponement of the election this primary. We already have a postponement of the petitions for Congress, the times they can be circulated, by 2 weeks already. So the more this goes on, the more this nonsense carries on from the Republicans, unfortunately, it's going to have a major impact on our election.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, you know, I've talked to other senators who have said, you guys haven't been in session. When was the last time you guys were in session?
We were in session Monday and Tuesday this week, and then for the last 3 weeks we've been in session. And but, yeah, we have not been in Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and quite frankly, we were prepared to. Again, the Senate leadership said we will be in session probably Monday through Friday. It became evident that the Republicans were not moving a piece of legislation that would contain revised maps and more appropriate maps. And so they cut us loose on Wednesday and said, you know what, we'll come back on Friday when the House acts. The House never acted, and so there was no need for us to come back. There's some talk we may come back next week, possibly, to ratify what the two members of the General Assembly are submitting to the governor, but I don't think that's going to happen because I think the governor's going to likely reject what they send. My assumption is it'll be a very partisan map that they'll submit, again, just to go through the motion, through the steps, to position themselves to get back into the United States Supreme Court, because that's where I think they believe that their best opportunities are.
Yeah, the reason I bring that up is because, you know, it doesn't appear to me that at any step along this process they've reached out to you as Democrats or even to other members of the Republican Party to have any say in this. And by not having these final days, you know, the deadline hours scheduled, it just seems to me that the plan was never to get anything done.
You're exactly right. It's evident now that that's what their plan has been all along. And they're just defiant of the court orders throughout this process. For example, when Republicans failed to submit to court by the January 31st, the datas in the files that were utilized to create the districts, they were required by court order to submit them by January 31st. We did, but some of the Republicans did not. It's just further defiance of the court order because they deemed not only the court's order to be an unconstitutional order in terms of taking away our authority to draw maps, but also the remedy that they provided, they felt was an unconstitutional remedy, that the court would be the one who would draw the map. So, you know, this has been as consistent defiance of the court and poking the court in the eye. And now we'll see what, you know, once the governor does what he does, I think maybe later today or next week, it'll push it to the court, the court special master. We will all submit our respective maps, which we think are appropriate, and go from there.
It'll be interesting. But, you know, on the data front, you know, there's part of me that also looks at it that they don't want to reveal how they chose these maps and what they were looking at because, you know, I would argue that, highly partisan. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, folks will have an opportunity to review those files and look at them and reach the same conclusion, I think, that our Supreme Court has reached, that these maps and these lines, the congressional lines, were all drawn for the specific purpose of creating Republican congressional districts. When you look at them, you can see that. But more importantly, then you have the optics, and then when you have the data to support that and back that up, it's obvious that that's what was done and the reason it was done, and that's why they don't want to share them.
Yeah, now, this is only the congressional seats, right? This isn't the state,
that's
House
correct.
States, Senate seats, because at some point you've got to do something with the cartoon drawings that are our state Senate districts as well.
That's correct, but that's an entirely different process. The congressional seats are drawn simply through legislation, just like any piece of legislation, any act that we would enact. It has to be introduced in the Senate or the House. It's got to go through 3 days on the calendar in each of those chambers, and then ultimately voted on, and then the governor has to decide yes or no whether he wants to pass it. The state Senate and state House seats are done differently. They're done through something called the Legislative Reapportionment Commission that I served on back in 2011. And those seats are drawn differently and do not need to go to the governor for his approval, but rather if anybody has any issues with them, they can appeal to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which I did back in 2011. We appealed and we were successful at the Supreme Court to have declared unconstitutional the lines that were drawn by the Reapportionment Commission. I was the only one who voted against them consistently. And at the end of the day, they did come back and redraw lines, and They weren't much better, but they did meet the constitutional requirements in the court's opinion. And I voted against it because I didn't think they were right then. I still don't think they're right. But that's a whole different process, Rick.
Yeah, let me ask you this then. You know, because there are other states that are trying to get, the legislative process completely out of it. Is there a better way of drawing these maps? Is there a better way to get this done so that we don't have this kind of brinksmanship? Because, look, this is, you know, all of this stuff, it just seems, you know, if it be it on the federal level, the state level, it just seems like things are all, well, broken.
So I think that the system, can be much better as it relates to how we draw our federal lines, our congressional lines. I have legislation, Senate Bill 767, that would create an independent commission to be able to look at that, but also take into consideration various factors that the Fair Districts PA maps do not. And I think that's important. I think you have to look at things like performance and voter registration. You have to look at communities of interest and look at compactness and contiguousness. So I think there's a better way we can do maybe at the federal line. On the state lines and through the Reapportionment Commission, I think we've gotten I don't necessarily think that that's been as bad as the federal lines. And when people think of gerrymandering, they think of gerrymandering and congressional lines and the impact they've had at the federal level. I can tell you that given the recent court opinion, the 2011 decision and the whole case and the case that we were involved with gives us great guidance in terms of a great direction with respect to what we can and can't do in the state legislative line, as well as subsequent cases that come out of the U.S. Supreme Court as well. So I think that the legislative lines are probably okay, but clearly the congressional lines are the ones that we need to change the process to make it a more fair process, because if you've got a party that's in control of all three, you know, the two chambers and the governor's office, you end up with maps that look like the maps that have been deemed to be unconstitutional.
And again, you know, you don't want to be in a place where our people's votes don't matter. I'm of the mindset, I'm not so horribly against the idea of gerrymandering as long as we're doing it to make districts more competitive as opposed to less.
That's exactly right. And that's what the goal is. The districts need to be competitive, and you need to have an opportunity to be able to draw things and keep those factors that I mentioned in consideration as we go forward. And we're not trying to draw, you know, Democrats aren't trying to draw, you know, a 13-5 map. But at the end of the day, I do think that we need to have balance in terms of our representation in Washington. And if it means we do, you know, 6 D seats, 6 R seats, and 6 that are extremely competitive, so be it. And you end up where maybe you end up at 9-9, you may end up at 10-8, or whatever the case might be, one way or the other. But I think that's what the people of Pennsylvania want. They want, they don't want districts that stretch across, you know, 5 counties from Harrisburg to Scranton, or from Johnstown to Beaver, the Ohio border. That's not what they want. They want districts that certainly are look right. They are right. They're compact. They're contiguous. They don't break unnecessarily municipal lines, all those things, and they want fairness. And that's what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, good stuff. Senator Costa, I appreciate you taking some time for us. As this continues down the road, I'd love to have you back to keep us up to date on what's going on there in the Senate.
Happy to do so, Rick. Just give me a call, my friend.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Pennsylvania State Senator Jay Costa. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Email me, Rick, at thericksmithshow.com. Quick break, right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.